Hey, I heard you had a bad day. You want to talk about it? No? I know what you mean. It seems like the right thing to say when you're comforting someone, but why would you want to talk about what ruined your day? Come over here. Let me hug you. You give good hugs. I'm gonna have to save this one. Have I told you about that before? How I save my hugs? Huh. Well, I'm gonna have to fix that. Let's see. When I was really little, I remember one of my mom's friends hugging me and my sister goodbye after a party. My sister gave her a shy little side hug, you know? And then she commented that kids didn't know how to give good hugs these days. Of course, I made the decision to outshine my sister, so I gave my mom's friend a full-on front hug. And that was when my legacy began. Ever since then, I've been very conscious of hugs, and I never waste an opportunity to give the best hugs I can. So I save certain hugs. Hugs that are especially exceptional. I remember hugging one of my cousins after I visited her for a week, and I wasn't going to be able to see her again for 2 years. When I was a sophomore in high school, I hugged one of the seniors during their graduation, and we swung back and forth in our hug, and he whispered in my ear that he was going to miss me. I remember hugging one of my teachers when she announced that she was going to retire. But the best hug I've ever had in my life was at a summer camp, believe it or not. I had met this girl at the camp. She was creepily similar to me. Still, I've never met one person who I can relate to more than her. Even so, there were a few differences between us. She was much sweeter than me. She was about 6 inches shorter than me, too, which made her all the more adorable. After about a month of spending 6 hours a day talking to her, joking with her, having fun with her, we got really, really close. But there's this unspoken rule at summer camps, you know? After it ends, it's over. Even if you exchange numbers, nothing ever comes out of it. But everyone still does it. On the last day of camp, we did just that. We exchanged numbers, and then it was time to say goodbye. I started to say goodbye, politely, generically. She flung her arms around my waist and gave me the tightest hug I have ever felt. And I immediately hugged back. There was no reservation in that hug. She pressed her face into my chest. And I looked down at her, and we were both crying. And I'm crying thinking about it right now. We hugged for a solid 45 seconds, at least, and it still wasn't good enough. Because we knew that we were never going to talk again, because that's what happens at summer camps. And then we let go. And she walked into her car, and I walked into mine, and we never texted each other. Anyway, you give really, really good hugs. You're officially on the list. And hey, I know sometimes taking a break can seem hard or unnatural, but you really should just take a break, all right? That hug was way too good to not deserve some hot chocolate or tea or something. Maybe ice cream to celebrate the beginning of summer. Just treat yourself tonight, though, all right? Cuddle with blankets or pillows, watch a good movie, take a long bath. Do what makes you feel comfortable and happy. I know you can get through this, okay? Tomorrow will be much better, I promise.